This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A budget passed by the U.S. House of Representatives would be disastrous for Colorado, says Governor Jared Polis. The bill includes tax cuts and reductions in federal spending on Medicaid.
It would be disastrous, right? Because not only would enormous health care costs be shifted onto the state, who would then be in the unenviable position of having to decide which people to throw off of health care and how much to cut it back, but also with some of the revenue changes that are in there, it would actually reduce revenue to the state.
The budget bill still needs to pass the U.S. Senate. Monday is Memorial Day. The holiday weekend could see some rain. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo.
I know everyone wants me to tell you it's going to be perfect and not rainy or stormy. Yeah, unfortunately, no. We've got a storm, so there will be a chance for some storms Saturday, especially on Sunday. It looks to be a little soggy. Memorial Day, though, it looks like things clear out and it looks a little better then. But we'll see a slight chance for a few isolated storms. But Saturday, Sunday looks to be a little stormy.
Ahead of the rain this weekend, parts of the state have high fire danger today. There are red flag warnings for Grand Junction and Montrose. Denver and the Front Range can expect rain through the weekend. Wild bison in Colorado are gaining new protections under a new state law. They will be classified as big game wildlife and protected from poaching. The state doesn't really have a significant wild bison population, but the animals do sometimes cross into the state from Utah. Until now, wild bison could be killed without any state penalties. Getting this new classification was a priority for Colorado's tribes in particular. Health officials notified the public Thursday of a potential measles exposure at Denver International Airport earlier this week. An out-of-state traveler with a confirmed case of measles was at the airport and stayed at the Quality Inn and Suites DIA while infectious. The person arrived at the international terminal on Tuesday, May 13th. The next day, they returned to the airport and boarded a domestic flight. Anyone who was exposed on either of the flights will be notified directly by their state or local public health agency. This is CPR News.